WRHI.
Nothing when it wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister.
That's right. Dogs, they just love us for who we are, unconditionally. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 30 degrees out there. Glad to have you with us for this edition of Palmetto Mornings, right here on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
And it's Monday, which means we get to check in with the Humane Society and, of course, our friend Mary Beth Knapp. Good morning.
Happy Monday. It's a beautiful day and sun is shining and we are having wonderful adoptions. And it's only the mid-month of January.
Mm. We are
so excited.
Sweet.
The numbers have updated. So since the beginning of the year, we have had 38 cats go home and 17 dogs. Is that not amazing? Mm.
That's amazing.
I am so excited. I did a check, actually, of last year and surprisingly, it's exactly the same number as last year, but the intake has been up significantly. So people coming, our dogs coming in and cats coming in went from 33 last year to 82.
Wow.
Isn't that that's amazing. That's a little scary, but it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're very excited that babies are going home and people are considering adoption. And our dog of the week, oh my goodness, look at that face.
Sweet.
I cannot wait to tell you about Rhodes. This handsome boy is very new to the rescue. He's approximately a year old and came from animal control in Lancaster. So our knowledge of him is a little small, but what we know is he's a love bug. And his eyes tell a story right there. He just wants to be loved. So after all that he possibly has been through, he is just looking for a loving, friendly, and eager home to call his home forever.
He deserves it.
He's heartworm negative, which is always very exciting to us because in our environment, you know, in our weather, most intakes are positive. So he is negative on heartworms, and he's dog friendly, which is fantastic. So help us find this baby a home. He is just so loving and so sweet. He's in search of a playful home, a loving home. Of course, if you're looking for someone and that fur baby to incorporate into your life, call us today and we'll get an appointment on the book so you can meet this handsome Rhodes at 803-802-0902. Then our cat of the week, oh my goodness, Lars. Just as handsome as Rhodes, Lars is a beautiful, striking, handsome boy. He, too, is new. He came from animal control in York County. He's in search of his forever as well, and we're looking for you to help us find that. He is a striking tabby with this beautiful white chest, and he's about 4 years old. We're learning more and more about all our pets, but that he's good with other cats. He's a little shy at first, but we're confident that as you just give him enough time, he will blossom into the perfect companion. So if this baby tugs at your heartstrings, please call and make an appointment. We'd love to find him a home as soon as possible, all of them as soon as possible, because it's so much better to be in a home than in a rescue, obviously. It's a very stressful environment. Then we have our pause scoop. Remember to shop. Folks have been so amazing, and we are so blessed and can't say it enough, but shop Pawsability Thrift Shop. We've got amazing donors and amazing items to move and to sell. Of course, all the money but our expenses of rent and utilities goes to help our animals. Also, consider shopping online on eBay, where you can go and go through Smile Amazon because that gives us a little percentage. Select York County Humane Society. And then shop the amazing items. They'll ship all over the country. Pawsability Thrift Shop, of course, is local. And then support our mission if you can. If you're on social media, share every picture you see because that perfect someone's out there. And, of course, consider donating financially. Donate your gently used items to our thrift shop so we can turn them around. And, of course, you can go and offset our operational costs by donating items we need at our rescue and, of course, at our thrift shop. All this helps us do what we do and all our money directed at our animals. And, of course, we're babies make our lives so much better. So adopt, don't shop. And our needs this week, We are so grateful. We are still lavishing in our donations from the holiday season. So we're very thankful for that. Stay tuned for our posts of our most recent needs. But we are good at this point. Just help us look at our Smile Amazon and do operational offsets. Other than that, we are appreciative and thank you so much for donations. All of this can be seen on humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. And tell everyone about us. You know, there's so many babies out there needing homes. Let's find them. Look at their eyes. They are just reaching out to you saying, please come get me and make your home ours. I can tell you one of those numbers on the list was my foster, and it broke my heart yesterday. We put our little girl into a forever home, and I've gotten some updates where she is just enjoying life. So that's what we want for every single one of them.
That's what it's all about. And we appreciate all that you do and the volunteers at the Humane Society of York County. Thank you so much, Mary Beth Knapp, for our weekly update.
Thank
Have
you
a great
guys.
Day.